All right, good afternoon. Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Ira, you want to open this up?
All right. Mike, as you were observing from the press box on Sunday, and it became clear to you that Julio was going to have a big day, he was off to a heck of a start. Talk about the pros and cons went through your mind in terms of putting your best guy, Grimes, on him, and why didn't you?
Well, we felt like they were going to move him around into different places. He wasn't always at the same spot. And you could possibly do that in man coverage, but you can't do that in zone coverages because your corners always line up outside on number one. That is a theory that works very, very well when you know where the guy's going to line up and where he's going to be. For the most part, he was lined up at number one, but they did move him around in terms of where his alignments were, and they would hide it by motion as well.
So it didn't match up with the scheme you were playing?
No, it doesn't. It did not. And again, guys, we can all look to put blame on why Julio had the game that he had. He had a great game. The great thing is for us, we get to learn from the mistakes that we made. And, that was a friggin' terrible game plan, obviously. And the reason it was terrible is because it didn't work. The great thing, we get to play again this week. We get in 2 weeks, we get an opportunity to play the Falcons again. And I can assure you, I'm looking forward to it, and everybody else is, but that's down the road. We need to figure out, not try to put blame in any one area, we need to figure out as a group how we can get better. And if you want to put blame on somebody, like I've said many times, ultimately it's on me, but let's not try to put blame on the players. It's not the players' fault.
The last 2 weeks we've seen Ryan Smith slip on both natural grass and turf. Has it been looked into as to why he's kind of having some of these issues with his cleats?
I don't know if it's cleats. Usually that's body positioning and getting his weight not over his feet. They're outside of his feet and outside the frame of his body, and it's something that a young guy will have issues with at times. We've got to be able to stay on our feet when we're out there on the field.
Mike, on third down, the struggles were there once again, but when you did have success, it seemed as when you were blitzing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we did a nice job blitzing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
I was going to say, is that something you're maybe try to lean on more?
Well, we went into the game plan that didn't plan out like we wanted to blitz more. We did. We had some efficiency, but we didn't get the pressure on the quarterback like we needed to when we were sending not a full out blitz at him. And you've got to be able to work together in terms of putting pressure on the quarterback and being able to cover him. I've been on the other side of this as well. I've seen Julio, go off and have a great game. And again, it's on me. I mean, there's no way about it, and I got to do a better job of getting these guys in the position to play. Statistically, we're not very good, okay? But the great thing is these guys have a great work ethic. They don't quit. They come to give you everything you got, and we're looking forward to getting back out there on the field. When you have an outing like that, the taste in your mouth is terrible, and you can't wait. Sunday can't get here fast enough. I don't care if it's minus 10 in Green Bay. We're going to go get an opportunity to play again and hopefully fix some of the issues that we've had.
Dirk said on Monday that you guys tried, I think he said, 14 different types of coverages to stop Julio, and none of them worked. Is it possible that maybe that's too much? We talk about last year there was some confusion, communication and things. Is that one of those things when you reflect back on calling a better game, or as you say, having a better game plan, is that one of those things you
absolutely
look at?
Guys, when you don't have success as a coach, you evaluate everything, including what you ate for breakfast or what you've done in your preparation. We got to look at everything each week, and especially when you don't have success, you want to try to get it fixed as quickly as possible. And it's been a trying season statistically. You can see where we're at, not even close to where we want to be. And I want to be a part of the solution, not the problem. And I think everybody in that locker room has that same mindset, and I think we can get it turned around over these last 5 weeks of the season.
Are you able to pinpoint or focus on why last season you had that good turnaround in the second half, but this year it's been a struggle?
I wish I did, because if I did, I would. Hey, we would fix it. It would be an easy fix. It's not an easy fix this year. Sometimes it's who you're playing, when you're playing them, who the matchups are, you know. And I think that we all know that you got to play complementary football, and we're not doing that. When I say on the defensive side, there's times that we have a guy running free. Quarterback gets the ball off because we're not covering. There's other times that that we are covering them, but the play extends to four and a half, 5 seconds. Guy runs all the way across the field, and you know, and we have issues. We are looking at all of the things are on the table in terms of in the volume, what we have to do to get, you know, we get better. You know, we've got some young guys that I think are progressing. They're going to have their oops moments in the football games. You mentioned one already earlier, but we've got to go out and play more consistent football and be complementary in terms of being able to put pressure on the quarterback. When we're sending extra resources towards the quarterback, we've got to get home and win some one-on-ones.
Coach, a good number of quarterbacks you faced this year, but pocket quarterback, pocket passing quarterbacks, mm-hmm. whether it be
Brady, yeah, we play Brian, Brady.
Plays like that. But you faced Tyrod Taylor a couple of weeks back in Buffalo. What can you pull from playing a guy like that that you're going to need this week against a guy like Brett Hundley?
Well, we did not play Tyrod very well in terms of his scrambles. He really hurt us in the scramble, so we've got to be very disciplined in our rush lanes. You want to keep that guy in the pocket. You don't want to give him an opportunity to step up and slide because he had a 20-plus yard run in the game against Pittsburgh. I think he's averaging over 7 yards per carry when he carries the football. So it's going to be important. We didn't do a good job up in Buffalo, and we've got to do a much better job. We've got to be balanced with our rush lanes. We can't give the quarterback an opportunity to step up because when he steps up, he's going to step up to run and not throw the football.
Mike, as complicated as pro football is it fair to say, Mike, if you don't get consistent pressure from week to week up front, it kind of all flows from there, doesn't it, Mike? I mean, it just affects everything you're doing out there.
The most important thing that you have to be able to do, I believe, first in any game of football is you got to win the line of scrimmage. And by winning the line of scrimmage, you got to win on first and second down, and then that allows you to be in those situations where you can rush the passer on third down. And when you get that opportunity to rush the passer, you have to be able to have consistent, you know, consistent pass rush. The quarterbacks are too good. You know, this guy that we played last week, Matt, is, you know, reigning MVP. You give him time, he's going to have an answer, and he's going to be able to get the ball into an open receiver. You can't cover forever. And then there's also times that when we had pressure, we weren't covering. So it goes hand in hand. Some of it, again, has to go on my shoulders. I don't like playing the blame game. You know, we don't play that here. We're all responsible. We all understand what we've got to get done. It's our job to keep people out of the end zone. It's our job to keep people off the field and by getting the ball back to our offense. And we haven't done that.
But Mike, when you're committing more resources because you feel you have to get there, that's putting a lot of pressure on your cover guys too, right?
So absolutely. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul in some situations. You know, and it has to work hand in hand. You've got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback, and you've got to be able to cover the quarterback. And whether it's by scheme, where you put your guys in the best situation that we have to look at, and maybe maybe there's some things that we can do better in that area as well. Obviously, there is.
Coach, this is the first time a lot of players on this team will play at Lambeau Field. Talk about the challenges they're going to face for playing their first time.
Well, we're going to be fortunate. From what I understand, it's not going to be too cold. The weather's going to be nice, but it's probably one of the best venues to play a football game at. You know, you're driving up, coming in and seeing where the actual stadium sits, and then you get an opportunity to get into the locker room. It's got a lot of history there. Our guys, I'm sure they're excited. It's their first time to see it. But guess what? When they kick it off, it's still 100 yards long and 53 and a third yards wide. And we're going to have to go out and play a Green Bay team that played very well this past week on Monday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a heck of a game. They had an opportunity to win that ball game.
Mike, was this a situation you guys as a coaching staff have to really keep close eyes on the players coming off a loss that really put a wrench in any chances of coming back for a playoff spot?
This is a group of guys, like I said, we've had a couple of times where we felt like that we didn't play and have the effort that we needed to. But these guys, they have done what we've asked them to do. So, no, I don't. I think there's enough guys in that locker room that know what our job is, and our job is to go out and perform at the highest level that we possibly can each week. So we've got leaders in our locker room. I don't think that's going to happen.
Four and seven. Does it make it that much harder, the fact that you guys, you know, had more of a national spotlight on you coming into the season, you know, by allowing the Hard Knocks cameras in and things like that? Does it make it a lot more difficult and more frustrating when you go through these challenges?
When you go through these challenges, it doesn't matter what happened in the previous weeks. We live week to week in the NFL. Everything revolves around that result on Sunday. And I don't think it has anything to do with what happens 5 weeks ago. It's all going to be about what happens this week when we get ready to play. And each week it's a different dynamic. It's a different matchup. It's a completely different football team that we're playing with, and it's a completely different football team that we're playing against. Even the ones that you're watching on tape as you watch tape, that's not going to be the same team that we're going to play that played against Pittsburgh, because there's going to be injuries. The matchups are going to change. That's what makes it fun. Unfortunately, we haven't done a very good job of finishing games consistently.
Like, you guys won a couple games with a backup quarterback. That's hard to do in this league. Fitzpatrick played really well. But as a head coach, you've been a head coach, and just as a team, you get your starting quarterback back. What kind of lift can that give you potentially?
Oh gosh, it's a big lift in terms of having your starting quarterback back on the field. You're always going to have your best players out there, and Fitz did a great job, and we won two games and had that nice little run there. Unfortunately, we didn't help him this past week, but it's going to be a big boost to get our starting quarterback back. Our focus on defense is we've got to stop their quarterback, and we got to stop their passing game and their run game.
New home of the Falcons, Michael.
It was a pretty impressive venue. There's no doubt about it. I think the acoustics are probably about the same. I don't know. You could ask the guys that do the concerts. I think they had an issue or something. But I thought it was a beautiful venue and in a great setting to play football. Yeah, the turf was fine. It was a little different composite than what we had. Artificial fields, it was a little different. I think that has something to do with the soccer team that they have playing there as well. It was just a little different composite underneath in the carpet.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.